Welcome back to Giants.com, and it's time for another edition of the Preview Report, brought to you by New Era. I'm John Schmelk. It's the New York Giants hosting the Philadelphia Eagles at MetLife Stadium. The Giants are 0-4. The Eagles are 1-3. A virtual playoff game and must-win for both teams as they try to get back into the playoff race in the NFC. Now, it's not going to be easy for the Giants. They have a ton of injuries this week. Some guys, as we take a look at the list, not new names like Christie and David Boss, but there are some new names on there like Jaron Hosley. He's not going to play. Aaron Ross, he's not going to play. Linval Joseph, starting defensive tackle, he is out as well. Throwing Corey Webster, who's doubtful, and Colin Jenkins, who's questionable, and the Giants going up against the high-octane offense have a lot of injuries. Other guys are going to have to step up. Now it's time to break down the game, and to do it, we're joined by Paul Dottino, beat reporter for WFAN, of course a contributor to all things New York Giants media. Paul, the Giants have a tall task against an excellent offense, and they are shorthanded.
Yeah, that's for sure, John. This is the one week you don't want to be nicked up, and the Giants are, but you know what? Desperation can bring out the best in teams sometimes. Both of these teams are dying for a win. The Phillies beating the Giants 8 out of the last 11 going back to 2008. And even though the Giants beat them in last year's season finale, I do expect this one to be a very competitive matchup.
No doubt about it, and it's the wrong game for the Giants to be banged up on defense because the Eagles like to use speed. They like to make the defense tired. And according to Justin Tuck, they also like to create chaos and confusion.
I think the biggest challenge is just confusion and chaos. I think they want to, you know, they go fast. And there ain't no doubt about that. But I think defense is that, you got to simplify things, and they know that. But you do have to simplify. And I think the teams that have been, at the line of scrimmage, ready to go when they're ready to go, have, had better success against them.
And, Paul, the Giants' defense with a lot of new faces is going to be challenged. You have to be on your P's and Q's, and when they spread you out, which Chip Kelly does, you have to tackle.
Yeah, you mentioned new faces. Let me touch on that right away, John, because guys like Jonathan Hankins and Demontre Moore can add a lot of energy and excitement and enthusiasm to the defensive line. We all know Moore's been good on specials, and Hankins really hasn't had a chance to play at all. So these guys are chomping at the bit to do something. At the same time, that inexperience could be costly against a very wily coach in Chip Kelly and, of course, Michael Vick, a quarterback who's been in this league for a long time.
Defensive linemen have to be disciplined against the Eagles because of McCoy's cutbacks and Vick's running ability. Might be tough for two rookies to do that this week against Philadelphia. And that's because the Eagles have a ton of playmakers. Michael Vick, LeSean McCoy, DeSean Jackson. Defensive coordinator Perry Fuel knows they're all going to pose a huge challenge.
Because of the skill level, Vick's obviously an excellent player. McCoy is an extremely good player. And then you got Jackson, who's a really good player, and Avant, those skill levels are really good. So when you add that with the things that they're doing now, it's an offense that can move the football all over the field.
Paul, we know about Michael Vick, the dual threat. How about LeSean McCoy, though? Everything the Eagles really do revolves around him. They lead the league in rushing, just under 200 yards a game. LeSean McCoy's at 6 yards a carry, by far the best in football. And Michael Vick, by the way, 8.8 yards per carry. Pretty good.
Yeah, Vick's running the ball well, and he's throwing the ball downfield better than he ever has before. But you mentioned McCoy. Look, he's shifty, he's fast, the great cutback you mentioned. This is a guy who not only has run for, something like 450 yards and leads the league in rushing, but never mind the yards per run. How about the yards per catch? He's averaging 20 yards a catch, John. They're finding ways to get him the ball in open spaces, and that is very dangerous, especially if your defense is worn out trying to chase this up-tempo offense all day.
And LeSean McCoy has had a lot of success against the Giants, a lot of 100-yard games. You mentioned yards per catch. Their two tight ends combined over 20 yards per grab. DeSean Jackson, he gets down the field, can make big plays as well. But, Paul, all that being said, the Eagles' offense does have some weaknesses. Protecting the quarterback is one. Success in the red zone is another.
They've given up 14 sacks this year, tied for fifth most in the National Football League. And in the red zone, they're only at 42%, which is tied for 27th in the NFL. So there are some weaknesses here that the Giants D is going to have to exploit. at the same time, you talked about all those injuries, John. It's not like there's going to be a lot of substitutions and fresh guys to be working into that D. They're going to have to stay out there and get it done.
Prevent big plays, make them score in the red zone where they have struggled. Of course, considering how good the Eagles' offense is, you figure the Giants' offense is finally going to have to put up some points. They've only scored 7 points combined in their last two games. Even though the production hasn't been there, wide receiver Akiem Nicks has seen some signs in spurts from this Giants' offense.
The first four games through the course of those games, you've seen spurts from each position group, you know, of what we can do. We show we could pass the ball, you know, we still feel like we could run the ball as well, too. We're just rallying behind each other right now, man. We're still believing in ourselves, believing in each other. We believe we're still going to come out with a victory.
Paul, this offense's struggles are well documented. Blame can go around. Eli hasn't thrown the ball particularly well. Nicks and Randall haven't made some plays they could have made. The tight ends between the blocking and the catching, throwing the running game, the offensive line. Nothing seems to be clicking right now for this offense in any facet of the game except for Victor Cruz.
No, not a whole lot other than Cruz. David Deal's going to be starting at right guard this week, John, and that's a big deal because, as Coach Tom Coughlin said, he's like a rookie these days. He's chomping at the bit. He's screaming at everybody about all the mistakes he's made at practice, fessing up. He just can't wait to get out there and hit people, and that's good because the Giants need some ferocity from that offensive line. You mentioned Nicks and Randall. Neither guy has a touchdown catch this year. Who'd have thunk it after four games? I mean, are you kidding me? And I will also tell you something else. Brandon Boykin, the slot corner for the Eagles, is going to have a heck of a time trying to contain Cruz, who has three 100-yard games so far this year.
But, Paul, they do have size outside at cornerback. Kerry Williams coming over from Baltimore, Bradley Fletcher coming over from the Rams. They're size, they're physical, and they will bump and run those Giants outside wide receivers. But to help those cornerbacks, the Eagles do like to bring pressure out of this new 3-4 defensive scheme. Offensive coordinator Kevin Gilbride knows they will be a lot to handle up front.
I think the thing that's a little bit unusual, they're more of an odd spacing team. I don't think you normally face that with a four down front, but they do it quite frequently. I'm sure it's an outgrowth of some of the defense against their own offense. You know, they got somebody on the perimeter on each side to, you know, prevent that, and they seem to do it. So their 3-4 front that they use on first, second down, they use a variation that with a nickel on third down. So it's a little bit different in that respect, but it's a lot of pressure.
And, Paul, one of the big changes the Eagles made with Chip Kelly coming in was going to that 3-4 defense. They still seem to be trying to figure out their personnel up front. A lot of guys moving around to different spots.
Yeah, and it shows in the numbers, John, because they're getting destroyed for 35 points a game, 450-plus yards per game, right near the bottom of the league. They're giving up 28 first downs per game, which is the worst in the league, which tells you, by the way, that offenses are driving the ball effectively against them because they're compiling a ton of first downs. By the way, Trent Cole, the guy who usually gets their sacks, he's got none so far. Two forced fumbles, and you know he's going to want to wake up against the Giants.
Paul, give me your one key to the game. The way I see it, the Giants have to do better on third downs. They've been struggling at that all year long, and really getting better on third down means getting better on first and second down.
Well, John, I understand your point, but if I can flip it the other way.
Go for it.
Got to stop McCoy. You know, the guy right now is the number one offensive threat in football, both catching and running with the pigskin. If the Giants don't contain him and he runs roughshod and brings that offense up and down the field, it's going to be hard for the Giants offense to get clicking on all cylinders, to do what you want them to do, and to keep up with Philadelphia on the scoreboard.
And to score those points, you got to get in the third and manageable. You got to protect the quarterback, run the football
all
first
true.
And second down, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. As Coach said at his press conference this week, a lot of things the Giants need to improve on. Paul, thanks a lot.
You got it, John.
For Paul Dottino, I'm John Schmuck. That's all the time we have for the preview report right here on Giants.com, brought to you by New Era. Enjoy the game on Sunday, everybody. We'll see you on the weekend. Preview Report is brought to you by New Era. Speak with your cap. Get the New Era on-field 5950 cap today.